On our program today, we're going to take a little time visit with Marty Lamori with the Boone County Historical Society. We've got an opportunity to find out what's going on at the History Center and, well, all the other locations, I'm guessing, as well. Marty, thanks for joining us this month.
Thank you. Good morning. I missed getting to visit with everybody last month. We did not have a board meeting last month, and so looking forward to getting everybody caught up with what's been going on.
Well, that's one of the things. We are moving into that time of the year. I know you guys have a lot of different plans, things that you want folks to know about. So what's happening?
Okay. We met on April 2nd for our board meeting. And I do want to remind people, the public is welcome to attend those if you have interest. So, treasurer's report, we're doing well financially. Again, still trying to keep things stable and be very frugal about how we spend, really look at things. We're going to be working on just a single meeting just to look at what our grant opportunities are, just finding the places where grants are available, and kind of focus in on that so that we can utilize grant money versus using the cash stores or money stores that we have on hand. So we have a few things that are a little, higher cost. And I think I'd mentioned last time that we will be working to raise funds to put in a new elevator. So that'll be an expense, but we're going to look into grants for that too. So money-wise, we're looking good. Old business, we're going to be upgrading our QuickBooks so that we can even do a better job of tracking everything financially. We have, when you walk into the front doors of the History Center, we have donor plaques, and it's just on both sides of the wall, individuals who have given, I believe that it's $1,000 or more, then we put up a plaque to recognize them for that donation. So we're working to get that current, and if by any chance you have been a donor in one of those categories and you come to the center and you do not see your name up on a plaque, please let us know. It is, it's an oversight on our part. We try real hard to keep very good track of that. So our research room in Larry's area, we now have a Keurig coffee pot. So if you're interested, and we have two nice chairs, and we have bottles of water. So if you're coming to do research, we're trying to keep things, kind of clean things up. So you're welcome to come in and have a cup of coffee. We're working on getting some window coverings put up in that room, and then we're close to being completed with what we did for the upgrade on that research room. So,
okay, good.
Let's see. As far as new business, I know you previously we had Larry's book sale. We finally got donations made down to, I believe it was the ARL down in Des Moines and somewhere else for the books that did not sell at his book sale. We did a donation of those. We have received a grant from Boone County Community Foundation. We're really tickled about that. We're the recipient of $2,310. And what that will go for is for archival supplies. Everybody thinks, oh, can't you just put it in a box?
Yeah.
And the answer is no. storage boxes have to be made out of certain materials, as well as even the tissue that we wrap items in. And so this is specifically for our military supplies. We have a separate room down on our first floor that has been converted over just to store our military supplies. It's just off of our Heroes of the Heartland display room. There'll be a presentation of that to us on April 17th out at Camp Hanashot, 6 p.m. So we are very thankful for that and really appreciate it. I know, in fact, I think, Jim, you were one that kind of put a bug in our ear about, hey, if you haven't applied to this possible grant, please do so. So,
well, like you had said, not to interrupt you, but setting aside a meeting to talk about that, because you have a whole new board, I mean, from previously. And so those are things, if you don't know and aren't aware, you got to get, there's a lot of opportunities out there for nonprofits.
Right, exactly. And if anybody has grant writing capabilities, we do have an individual, Ramona, who is experienced in grant writing. Anyone, like, let's say, for instance, there's something that I, for Kate Shelley, there's something that I'm going to want, you know, to help with when we do rebuild it down there, and some funding for renovation at Kate Shelley. Ramona's super at writing the grant, but one of the board members, whoever's in charge of that committee, has to get all the information, has to do the legwork to get the stuff for her to put the grant together. So, as far as we are going to be doing, we have a little bit of a project with some painting. When we're moving, we're still on working to get up to second floor. That project is coming along really well. I'm going to kind of go over our exhibits report here. We have an area up on second floor that's completely been cleaned up now that was military items. And we have lighting for our new railroad area display. We have worked with the Andy Bartlett and Carl, I believe it's Youngblush, is how you pronounce
Carl,
his
Carl
name.
Carl Youngblush, yeah.
Right. On moving what we had for ledges down on first floor up to a new display area up on second floor. And what we're going to keep, what we're not going to keep, how we're going to display everything. So Andy and Carl met with Jeannie and I a few weeks back and kind of designed that area. Jeannie always has it kind of laid out what she's kind of thinking about, but Andy and Carl were both very helpful. Carl's very expert on the taxidermy and types of birds, and there's a lot of that display, so we're trying to figure out what's the best things to display. So it's been great to have their help on getting that done. So we're working hard. Our goal, and we're hoping, we don't have any dates set yet, we are hoping to have our second floor open by July. We think that we can accomplish that. So that will be kind of a hefty project with a lot of work days involved with that, but we're excited to get some new displays put up, as well as being able to more effectively display what we do have. So, I think that's on that. As far as second floor, when we do, we're thinking about having some type of an event when we do open the second floor. I think maybe an initial event, maybe just for members only initially. And then work toward that it would be open to a possible event for the public. And at that time, we would also dedicate Larry's research room and also the Wayne D. Erickson community room area. Okay, let's see. The other thing that we're working on is we'll be getting some new signage down at Kate Shelley. We're working with Boone Conservation Committee, Katie Taylor. There's a grant for signage for down at Kate Shelley, and also just a new roadway sign that we are taking care of having that done. We're feeling good about membership. Rita is our Knight is our membership chair. And she sent out letter, basically, mostly to, I think it's all to all the chamber members, just to encourage membership and or donation. So we've done that. She sent out, I think, 167 letters to different downtown businesses And we currently have 182 members right now, currently. So I think that's it on membership. Buildings and grounds, we're going to be working on a landscaping project to kind of clean up. It's obviously, with it being springtime, it's time to clean up outside, which we will do. But we are going to do some improvement on the landscaping. We're lucky to have Ryan Hansen on our board, who he and his wife Monica have the business, and are very, very much helpful in regards to the landscaping. So, let's see. Collections report. We've got some kind of exciting things going on with our collections. We've, again, really come up to speed with getting everything cataloged. But the other kind of exciting thing that we're going to be doing is working on a new display. It's Dragoon, the Dragoon Trail and Nathan Boone display. One of our board members, Joel Howell, has a brother-in-law that has been collecting and been a part of reenactments of the Dragoon. I believe he's from Texas, but don't quote me on that. He will be here in the fall to help us set up this display, which he's doing a donation of and has done inventory and catalog. And he will be doing a Saturday scholar presentation for it, too.
That'll be good.
So that's really, it's really, you know, the history. People always think it's Daniel Boone. It's actually Nathan Boone.
Yeah.
Which is Boone's namesake. The history would, you know, look. We look at, you know, it's the Mounted Rangers and all the interesting information about that, with period photographs, illustrations, and displays. So we're excited. That's something new and very generous on his part to even come help us set everything up. So look forward to that in the fall.
Good. Good.
I think that's kind of generally overall our reports for right now. Again, we are always, you know, looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. And we love to have you, even if it's a couple hours a month, if it's a couple hours a week, we very typically can find a project for you to help us out with.
And it is the time of the year because, yeah, we're hoping to get things all up and ready and all spruced up and ready to go to have visitors, too.
Exactly.
We do have, I know when you mentioned about the Dragoon Trail and stuff, I think, don't we have, you guys, I think, have a hat, don't you? That was the replica of what the Dragoons were wearing, because I thought I remember in the olden days Charles trying that on or something.
So. Yeah, I can't confirm or deny that. I'm not sure, but we may possibly have that. So there you go.
Good. Well, I know, and again, we mentioned all the preparations getting ready. So I know you got a lot of landscaping things doing on. You have the flower club or the garden club, doesn't they help you? Don't they with some of that?
Yeah, they actually do. They've been supporters and donors from the Boone Garden Club to have funds available to help us improve on the look on the outside of the building. The Garden Club is going to be having their plant sale on May 11th, and that's a Saturday, and that is from 8 until noon. It's at Randy and Rhonda Rourke's home at 1450 Cape Shelley Drive. Okay. So if you're kind of getting an itch to dig in the dirt and going to want some things to plant, what I love about being a part of the Garden Club is you have a lot of expertise, and there's individuals in all different things, whether it be flowers or it's vegetable, that you can tap in on and kind of network with people and get good ideas. So we're looking forward to having that. So if you could attend, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. My guess is...
And also, we're looking for garden club members, too. You don't have to be an expert. Oh, yeah. When I first joined the garden club, I'd been doing my gardening, but, there's no qualifications other than a meager membership, which is individuals are $5, and the couples are $10. And it's called the Boone Garden Club. However, anyone is welcome to join from anywhere. It's not specific that, oh, I have to live in Boone, because we're welcome to have members from Ogden, from Luther, from Madrid. Madrid has their own garden club, but... Yeah. You can belong to more than one garden club.
Sure.
Somebody from Des Moines could join our garden club. We want to be all-inclusive and welcoming to anybody who has the interest.
I was going to say, it has a lengthy history as well in the community.
It certainly does. Certainly does.
So I love the old... When they would tell the old, back in the 30s, when the garden club would have those events and things like that going on, too. You mentioned at least one Saturday Scholar program. Do we have others that you're looking at? Without going into a lot of particulars, I know they keep coming up. What you look for are people that are interested in doing the presentations.
Exactly. At this point in time, we don't have anything confirmed on our calendar other than the one for the Dragoon Trail. At this point in time, our focus and energy seems to be right now focused as much as possible to get the second floor open, but I will keep you posted if we do have an event put on the calendar.
Okay. And we do know that you guys, at least up here, hours, because 'tis the season, we know companies are going to be coming and visiting. So what kind of hours do we have? Regular Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yep, same hours, Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 2. And again, if you do have family members coming and it's a different day of the week or even on a Sunday or whatever, and you want to tour, you can get a hold of me and we'll arrange to have somebody come and meet you. If scheduling wise, we can accommodate that. We're glad to do that.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping, I know, having heard Chris Blocker do a couple of presentations, she thinks that we're going to start to see maybe some of those bus tours making returns. And I know those are always great. They always have a great time when they stop by. So
right. We always enjoy having that. That's beneficial for the History Center as well as the community in general. So Those are always fun to have come through town.
Right. Board focus, second floor, volunteers certainly would be helpful as needed.
Exactly.
For that, too. Remember, this is a working board that we have. Not everybody's retired.
Yeah, right, exactly. Some of our board members are working full-time. So, yeah. Like I said, even our board members have different amount of availability to be, for the time that they can contribute. So,
Any and all help appreciated. So,
do they just
make contact, don't they, or just call and leave a message? There's a number of different ways they can do that.
Right, there is. We do have through the website, there is an email that's BCHS info if you want to do an inquiry. Or call directly to the center, stop down to the center, where you can get in touch with us multiple ways. So
that seems to be the focus right now. Still in the back of your minds, I know you're still looking to do what kind of plans, what kind of things can we do down at Kate Shelley? Forgotten, folks. It is not forgotten. You
no,
can only do so
all.
Much at a time.
Right. And right now we're working on, I think I had mentioned this at the last meeting, we're due for our lease renewal. So I'm working with Tyler from the Army Corps of Engineers to complete the required paperwork and certification information. So the focus will be to get the lease renewed and then move on to what the next steps are down actual site down in Montgomery. So,
and I know you guys are now with Larry's Room done in particular. That brings to mind that with the work that's going on for the Main Street application and stuff, and part of the requirements of having the historic preservation and stuff, You guys have a lot of photos and a lot of things that people can come and take a look at if they're wondering about that. And I know you're still trying to identify a lot of those places.
Jeannie Weidke is working diligently on the Homes of Boone cataloging, and she's really making progress. And she actually has a new volunteer. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. I was introduced, it's escaping me right now. That's helping her do the research on this for the homes. Also, Rita Knight, one of our board members, is on the newly resurrected Historic Preservation Commission.
Yeah.
I believe they're meeting, I think, tonight for their first meeting. So we have representation there so that we can help work with city for anything that they may need for the Main Street project. So,
got a lot of things that people can help with. If they're interested, just make contact. Volunteers certainly are welcome. And again, doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of time. If you just have time to maybe be a docent, be there to let people come through. Those are all very, very helpful too.
Exactly. Marty? I'd be more than tickled to have somebody they want to help in our little gift shop. And you can get a hold directly of me if you have an interest in doing that. You can work for 2 hours, you can work for 4 hours, whatever works for your schedule.
Okay, I'm looking ahead. Next meeting for your board, would that be on the 7th, the first Tuesday?
Yes, it should be. That should be right. So
that'll be the first Tuesday in May.
Right.
So, people, it is open to the public. So if you're interested, come on down. I still know you got the lower level is getting to be quite booked.
It is. We have we have some, like I said, our routine regular renters that we have that are recurring rentals, as well as almost every one of our, I could look at my calendar, but yeah, we are booking up. So if you have an event coming up, and you're thinking about renting, just give a call and we can tentatively reserve the date for you for a period of time if you have to do some checking with other people and it might take you a little while to make sure.
So folks,
we'll be glad to work with you.
Yeah, I know we'll have a graduation party or two down there too. So
That's right.
Marty, thanks for taking time visiting with us this month. I appreciate it. I look forward to visiting with you again next time.
That sounds great. I look forward to. Thank you.
Bye now. Marty Lamore again, a guest on our program from the Boone County Historical Society.